think a lot of people think of meditation in very passive terms, kind of relaxing, sitting quietly. A kind of almost trance-like detached state. That's not my experience. And I know it wasn't Rudy's experience. There is a kind of ongoing spiritual effort which involves consciousness, being conscious. It involves being present, being deeply aware of the infinite in the finite. They don't always fit well. Certainly every meditation is its own experience. It's own doorway to whatever it wants to lead you to. And if you meditate for many years, you'll come to understand that you cannot predict what you discover when you sit. You don't know what arises, who's present, what is awaiting you. And having expectation only gets in the way. You simply have to open the door and step inside. Sometimes you step inside and there's a kind of wind that lifts you up and carries you out. A kind of euphoric letting go. An ease, a presence, a simplicity, sort of everything you want. And it's great. Sometimes you open the door and there is a hammer waiting to hit you over the head. No reason why. And you can sit there and spend the entire time saying, "Why did you hit me over the head?" Doesn't matter. It did. There you are. Sometimes it's a whole series of hammers. It's whatever seems to need to happen. And your objective is to sit still and open to and surrender to what presents, what is in the moment. The biggest problem for many people in meditation is wanting it to be other than what it is, or thinking what is somehow wrong. It shouldn't be full of struggle or difficulty or tension. It should be light and sweet and joyous and buoyant. Well, it is what it is. If that is what you find, wonderful. If what you find is the opposite of all of that, then that's what you have. That's your moment. And how do you respond to that moment that presents itself to you when you sit still? Well, in a certain sense, that's the essence of your training as a meditator. It's how do you respond to what presents? And in the simplest answer, you can respond by rejecting what is, or saying yes to it. Saying yes takes a kind of courage, because so often what we want is ideal circumstance. Ideal circumstance usually means pleasurable circumstance, that which causes the least amount of friction and the least amount of discomfort. But sometimes life is friction and discomfort. It's just what it is. You can talk about it in your meditation, and you can talk about it or refer to it in your daily life. You don't know what life is going to throw you. And my experience is that life, as Rudy would often say, turns on a dime. One minute is up, the next minute is down. One minute is beautiful, the next minute is pouring rain and thunder. We live in a world of alternating currents, if you will. And some attract us and some repel us. And the objective of meditation is to sit in the middle of attraction and repulsion and not react. Not seek the opposite. Not work for or reach for the thing that feels better. Just be in that space. When you are in a state of grace, if you will, meaning no struggle, your mind will be very quiet. It'll say, this is good, this is nice. You might somehow want to think you earned it, or that it's the achievement of many years of practice or many weeks of practice in some case. But it just is. And sometimes when you sit and there is what appears to be no grace, just density of human struggle, the mind is going to go, what's this about? Why? What do I do? How do I change this? What did I do wrong? What's not working right in my life? And in fact, none of those questions apply at all, because it just is. It simply is what it is. And there you are, sitting in, I'll describe my class today, unbearable tension, unbearable tightness, moving around all over the place, moment to moment shifting, constant release and return to the same kind of obstruction. No rhyme or reason, to be honest. Nothing the mind will ever understand. It just is. This is what it is. And I find that every time I go toward that experience, meaning sit in the tension, sit in the discomfort, sit in the struggle, something tends to happen, which is a kind of release, if you will, or at least non-struggle in the midst of struggle, which is a very interesting experience. And then you go in your mind, somehow you go, oh, okay, release. And you think you've arrived at some place of permanent unstruggle, no struggle. And then there you are again, in a deeper or other version of that. And then you go, okay, I accept this one, I sit with this, I am with this, this is what is. And it sort of tends to relax a bit. There's a bit of a release. Again, there's a kind of appreciation of that, if you will, and wishing it will stay that way forever. And it's back to the next one. This is not every meditation, but I've had this enough times in my life to know that there are meditations that are like this. They are really uncomfortable. They are really difficult, painful, unpleasant. All of the negative things that you would want to express in life that you feel don't make you feel right or feel good. And yet, there they are in the very essence and the very central part of your spiritual practice. If you are untrained, you'll think I'm doing something wrong, or I'm being punished, or that somehow there is some kind of judgment being applied to your meditation. And I would tell you that's not true. It just is physically, mentally, emotionally uncomfortable. And sometimes you will have long periods like this in your meditation and in your life, just purely, unacceptably uncomfortable. And what you have to do in those moments, I discovered for myself, is go, okay, here it is, and sit with it. My experience in sitting with it is almost always, as soon as I accept it, there is a kind of release, and a second later, there's another place of struggle. So that the release has no permanent aspect. It has only a temporary moment-to-moment aspect. And that becomes the work of your sitting, of your meditation. It's to work the discomfort, to work the struggle. To say yes to it over and over and over and over again. And you will start to think, you will start to realize, saying yes is not a permanent release. that there may not be a permanent release. But in this particular circumstance, in this particular kind of meditation, the release is moment to moment to moment, and it involves conscious effort. Conscious effort means my response to what is to say yes to it. My response to the struggle of the moment is not to fight it, not to run in the other direction, not to wish it wasn't the case. It's to say, this is what is. Much of life has what we call a negative charge, an unappealing aspect. Anyone who's been around the block enough knows it probably almost equals out. Good and bad, up and down, happy, sad, whatever it is, everyone gets a fair share, a fair balance. It may not look like it. You may from the outside think, why does that person get all the luck or this person have all of whatever? It's just your mind analyzing something that cannot be analyzed. All I can tell you is it seems to me that life has a measure of joy and grace and a measure of pain and struggle, and that is what it is. And that when you sit to meditate, it is an opportunity to face this without blinking, without looking the other way, without distraction. The powerful thing about meditation is you can't turn on the TV. You can't put on the iPod. You can't pick up the newspaper or the magazine. You can't find a way around it. You're just there with it. Being there with it is a great tutorial in what it means to be alive, what it means to deal with what life brings you at any given moment. And it will bring you everything. And the great thing about meditation is you will learn to deal with everything. Deal meaning be present with it, ultimately open to it, surrender to it, and go yes to what is. I always say to people, if it's in front of you, it's yours. If it's in front of you, you can say, I wish it wasn't. I don't like it. It's not the way I would have done it. But none of that matters at all, because there it is, whatever that may be. And how you respond to it is how consciously you can be aware of what it is that's in front of you. Usually what's in front of you requires a response of some kind. That response is engagement rather than disengagement. That response says, this is my problem. This is my situation. This is my worldly moment. This is my meditative moment. This is what it is. And what you do as you accept that is you build a kind of muscle, a spiritual muscle of allowing what is to be. It is a very powerful muscle. It is an essential muscle if you want to grow spiritually. Because spiritual growth is not just living in a trance, pretending things aren't happening, that it doesn't matter, cutting off yourself from the world and cutting yourself off from stimuli. So many people want absolute 100% avoidance of the life that they're living. Spiritual life is 100% engagement of the life you're living, saying a profound yes to the moment. And that produces growth. That produces strength and capacity. It produces an ability to be effectual in your inner life and your outer life. It is working the system, whatever it brings you. And some people are brought things they don't like and that they don't know how to deal with. And some people are brought things that they love and want only to hold on to. Having something you want to hold on to is problematic because ultimately it will be taken away. Having something you don't like will probably pass at some point and you won't have to deal with it. But if you haven't learned to deal with it, you've lost an opportunity to grow. Work with the hard ones and surrender it. Work with the easy ones and surrender it. Open and know it is going to always be thus. Good and bad, easy, hard, happy, sad, it will always, always, always be that. The mind has this incredible way of thinking, if I do this right and do this right and do that right, if I make this much money, if I marry this person, if I do this thing, everything will be fine. That's a complete and absolute illusion. There is no way that life will ever be completely fine, not in its manifested state. Manifestation is yin and yang. It is positive, negative. Where it will be right is in your ability to open to it, to acknowledge its presence, to accept it as it is, and meet it head on in whatever way you have to. So many people think surrender means step away and avoid. I really think surrender means engage. Engage. Do what you have to do. It may be a lot harder than you want, it may be a lot more demanding than you want, but that doesn't matter, because you become unbelievably strong in the process. Real spiritual muscle, as Rudy said, is not the muscle of holding on. Real spiritual muscle is the muscle of letting go. Surrender, surrender, surrender. But again, surrender doesn't mean it's not really happening. Surrender means it is happening and I accept it 100% on every level. This is the practice. Meditation will be what it will be. You will come to class, you will sit by yourself, you will find in this moment of stillness that you are there facing the truth of that moment. If you are committed to sitting there for half an hour or whatever you commit to, and don't get up because it's uncomfortable, and don't get up because, well, this seems like a waste of time, nothing's happening, or don't get up because your neck hurts and your back hurts and your psyche hurts. You just sit there. And just the opposite. If you sit down and you are in total, total bliss and absolute euphoria, if you sit down and the universe melts into this deliciousness, this joy, which happens frequently in meditation, when a half an hour is up, don't sit there for another half hour or 2 hours or 4 hours or 8 hours or 10 hours. It's not about indulging that either. It's about accepting the struggle and the joy equally. Don't indulge either. Just accept them, be present with them, and then move on. Enter your day, live your life. Bring that knowledge and that wisdom that comes from sitting into your action and your day, and you will begin to have this very balanced life between action and inaction, the meditative and the active. They will all start to work together in harmony, and you will have a remarkable existence. Period. And some of that existence will be effortful, and some will be enjoyable and easy. The blend will work the way it's supposed to, but you will have a life that you will be proud of. You will be glad to have lived it. Any questions? Thank you, guys.